best you can. You can try the best you can. The best you can is good enough. You can try the best you can. You can try the best you can. The best you can is good enough. The best you can is good enough. The best you can is good enough.
Thursday.
Anyway, we got a we got kind of a full house staff wise tonight. We got me and Hot Stuff and Riff and Xenophobe.
Hi, who? It's me, Xenophobe.
Yeah. So it's
that's a big meatball.
Day before con, and everybody's in town. Some people are in town.
Lots of town. There's a lot of town here.
Many towns.
There are many townships, but there aren't any ships in the towns because this is kind of a dry state.
You can drink all the beers you want.
Well, to a reasonable limit, of course.
So, sorry the voice levels are low again. It's just it's something about this computer, and we'll warn you when we're gonna play music. Everybody, just turn your shit up. And
turn
smack
it up,
your
motherfucker! Scream, Dracula! Scream!
Scream, Dracula, scream.
Something Wesley Willis would say.
Oh, I say. I see. I say. Oh, say, can I see? So, yeah, we've been at the costume party house, preparing it, by which I mean swimming in its pool.
It works.
Yeah, yeah. It's all ready for you guys.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys made that horrible sacrifice of time and energy.
Yeah, no, no. It'll really help everybody out.
Well, we had to check whether the water slide would work without the waterfall.
And yeah, and it turns out if you turn on the water slide or the waterfall, but not both, then it squirts a bunch of water from the pool back out into the yard.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's well designed. The house is going to be fun for
awesome
party. Mini bosses. Woo!
Are they coming to the house?
Yeah, they're playing at the costume.
Yeah,
party.
I don't know awesome. Anything about what's going on Saturday night, so this is all going to be news to me.
Yeah. But so yeah, turns out apparently Zlaenia went by the house, because it took us a long time before we had found a house that was like, and the reason it's so far away from the rest of the con stuff is because it took us a while to find a house where the owner of the house was like down with us having like a giant party there. And Zlaenia drove up there to check it out and was like, you know, hey, it's great. We only have two neighbors to worry about. But when we actually went to get the keys, turns out one of the two neighbors is the sheriff of Maricopa County. And so he was like, yeah, so whenever you have, like, ragers here, like, the cops tend to show up. Luckily, we drink with one of the deputies, so we're going to get him to come to the party and hang
awesome.
Out so that
excellent.
Whenever the cops show up, he'll be like, hey, come on in and get drunk on duty. You want some hookers? And yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, is there a large amount of space in the backyard?
There is a reasonable amount of space
because,
in the backyard.
Because I was contacted by a barkeep, and he has, he does a fire show.
Huh.
And so he was wondering if there would be space for that. I don't know. I guess you'll see him at Game Works or something.
I don't know if there was enough room for a fire.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends. It depends on how much space he actually needs. So I mean,
yeah.
Most of the backyard is dominated by the pool, so it's
yeah. He could do it in the pool.
He could stand. Well, there's a table in the pool.
There's a table in the pool. Yeah, that would be safe.
I have no idea what he does or. I imagine it's pretty cool because
yeah, no, fire. I can imagine. I mean, anything that starts with fire and ends with show is probably going to be cool. Yeah.
Unless it's like a job, like they get you're working at a big company,
fire,
and they get everyone in one room, and then they pull it to the front of the room, and they're like, dude, you're fucking canned.
Right, right. So it's like show and tell, except fire and show.
Yeah,
yeah. But maybe that wouldn't.
Or maybe right. Show and fire.
Show and fire. Yeah, but anyway, everything is shaping up, and tomorrow we take GameWorks. The next day, the park.
The next day, our hangover medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
It's on the calendar. There's no such thing as hangover medicine.
Isn't that just more alcohol?
Yeah. I mean, all alcohol is medicine, I guess. LSK asks if we believe that there are 8 new zone bots.
Hmm.
Mixing cliches, mixing memes. LOTE says, hey, will the Tuesday update be early in the day or basically be Wednesday? Well, you know, it's always Wednesday somewhere. That's actually not entirely true. Well, I don't know. The many.
No, look at the Adam
many
Family
universes
House.
There,
there's Tuesday.
Oh, there's always Wednesday. Yeah,
there's always Wednesday.
Yep. Thanks for allowing me to bring up again how much hotter Christina Ricci was when she was 12 years old. I have to be able to say that in every show.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, new listeners won't know that I'm a pederast.
She's still attractive. I don't know what
she is still hot.
It's entirely the cutting the hair thing.
Did you have you seen Sleepy Hollow?
And the secondary sexual.
She wasn't as hot with blonde hair.
Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. I think of Natalie Portman the same way.
Yeah. She was hot in The Professional.
Yeah, but she's kind of...
She could act in The Professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Been playing some Lego Star Wars 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, that's been fun.
Yep.
Using some Jedi tricks to build some shit out of Legos. Yeah.
That would be a cool way to play with Legos.
These are not the bricks you're looking for.
Hagula says, you should be able to cocktail craft fermenting powder and stuffing to make cotton gin. That's kind of funny.
That was Consumatron.
No, it's
Hogulus. He asks later.
He also says, by the way, don't mention...
By the way, don't mention that that's his multi.
you should have said that sooner.
Good job.
Parapert says, does the teddy bear stop monsters' critical hits? I don't know.
It hasn't been coded like that, unless you touched it.
I mean, I didn't touch the teddy bear, but I don't know if the... criticals changed at all. I would imagine that it probably does stop criticals.
If it doesn't, I think that it should.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a cool secondary feature, is to stop crits.
But would it also, by sort of association, stop fumbles, monster fumbles?
No. No, because there's really no difference except the message you get between a monster critical and a regular monster hit. The rest of the code doesn't know the difference, and the rest of the code is where the teddy bear acts. So it doesn't... A fumble, it'll just think that it missed and not do anything.
I see.
So... Yeah, and then he goes through this whole thing about how he doesn't want people to know that that's his multi. So. Arcane says, rape is all fun and games until somebody loses an eye. Then it's just a game. Find the eye. Garland says, I just logged in and found that my last adventure link has been reset. Normally this would not be a big problem, but I was very proud of my last adventure, Crombo Town.
Link. Welcome to Crombo Town. Anything is possible at Crombo Town.
That's weird. We were just talking about ZomboCon.
It came up today.
Yesterday. That's really bizarre. Garland says, how often does it reset? It doesn't reset. It's just that since you've had that, I changed the... I removed... I didn't really remove them. All of the zones that are no longer accessible, I put at a... non-accessible zone ID in the database so that they wouldn't show up on our lists of stuff when we were working on stuff. And then he says, Crombo Town. See, I've forgotten how to spell it already. Well, yeah.
But he made let us make a cool joke, so it was. I think it was good.
He also forgot how to spell forgotten, which is okay.
Nope. Millennium says, I recently got the last of the gravy fairies, and they all have zero kills now. However, in the terrarium, the sleazy one is separated from the other four elementals by the NPZR. Why? Because the NPZR was created in between the fourth and fifth gravy fairies.
Yeah, we added the sleazy gravy fairy in response to adding the sleazy element.
Yeah.
Which was way after ascension testing, which is when the other four gravy fairies went in.
Although it took... the better part of a year for the spooky one to actually get created.
Yeah, but it existed in the familiar.
It existed in the table, yeah.
Beforehand.
I wonder, though, if did we do that before or after we did the NPZR?
What, implement it?
Yeah.
No, because the spooky gravy fairy was first, and then it was the NPZR.
Okay.
So the NPZR also had existed in the familiar table for a while we sort of sat on our asses with it. Lacking inspiration.
And there should be a bunch of other familiars in the...
There are, yeah. There's more than
two.
More than two.
Like the pet rock and the owl and the teddy bear and stuff.
Oh, right. Di Vernon says, could you make the casino pass purchasable at the front door of the casino?
Yeah.
I mean, how often does that come up?
Once.
In a second. You know, so it's like, you know, I want to remind people of the importance of the demon market.
Yeah, that's true.
So... Novanite21 says, how come you never see the Raver Giant's room in the Giant Castle? He doesn't actually live there.
He's always out partying.
He's just crashing on their couch.
Yeah, and he's there so infrequently that... Or, you know, like, he's out all night, so it's like a submarine. Like, he sleeps in the Procrastination Giant's bed during the day when the Procrastination Giant is up working.
Putting things off.
Yeah.
I meant the furry giant. And
you meant the furry.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. Walla Walla 23 says, will you get a warning when NS13 is about to come out like you did with Ascension? Yeah, except it'll probably be...
No, we're going to go, surprise!
It happened yesterday.
Cockbags.
Yeah.
It'll probably be much, much longer of a warning because, I mean, it's basically like, you know, since we're going to be archiving the leaderboards, I feel like we ought to give at least like a 2-week heads up so people can try their last remaining one-day Ascension stunts or whatever. New Jew says, hey, Naked Jew here. You said on Monday that people in Hardcore don't have access to the Clan Gym, but that's not true. They do have access to it. So my suggestion was to block access to the Clan Gym for Super Hardcore. I mean, I don't know that the Clan Gym is ever a thing that makes a difference in an Ascension run. So
yeah.
Really, there's probably not any reason. You know, we might actually want to evaluate the other things you can't do in softcore, hardcore, and you know, like,
relax or tighten standards appropriately.
Yeah, yeah, based on what's
I'm actually guessing mostly relax.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think anything really needs to be tightened anymore. But yeah, I mean, we're also, I think in between conversations that I've had with a bunch of different people, there might be a structure for new sort of a clan furnishings revamp,
yeah.
which would be cool, and which would lead us to totally reevaluate it in, you know, in total rather than just in terms of hardcore and or Ronin. So yeah, you know,
lots of new neat clan ideas that seem to actually have.
Yeah, I think the last conversation that we had, the one where we sort of came up with something that was both interesting and nicely limitable as a mechanic is the way that we should go with that, and we should actually talk to these fellers here about it at some point. Because, yeah, we had a neat idea.
Cool.
Yay, neat idea. Speaking of neat ideas, the testing on the 8 new zones is going along swimmingly.
Not that it has anything to do with water.
No, no.
Not necessarily, anyway.
Yeah.
And hopefully in the near future we can stop saying that.
Stop saying 8 new zones. Woo! I mean, there's the 7+1 original areas thing from last time, which I don't have to say like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those are, I believe the shitty thing is probably basically going to be able to do zero work until Monday.
Yeah, given I don't count on getting anything done.
Yeah,
so
you know, there's well, you know, that isn't true. I'll spend some time tomorrow talking to Mr. Magnifico, which counts as working on the 8 new zones. He said he had stuff to say, but he was too busy packing and, you know, presumably saying goodbye to his wife and child.
whom he may never
post
see
in the forums
again
about it. Yeah, we're gonna kidnap Mr. Magnifico. Just put him in our
his force of
think tank.
Predictive spoilering needs to be channeled for our own
yeah
purposes.
we have our think tank here, which is like the drunk tank at a county jail.
But
like
sort
of a cage with a toilet and a whiteboard.
they have whiteboards in prisons.
No, in the think tank. Of course, Mr. Magnifico would figure out how to use the dry erase markers to bend the bars.
So basically you're saying that Mr. Magnifico is MacGyver, but not quite as fruity.
Yeah, and not quite as associated with Star Trek in his or Stargate in his later years.
Wow, there's Stargate, Star Wars, and Star Trek now. Just further ways for people to fumble.
There's also Star Search.
Yeah, that's true.
You
has more than
about.
4 letters.
Oh, what? Yeah, okay. Star.
Sirs. Star Lard.
Star Dong. Anyway, welcome to 10 dozen minutes of coming up with 4-letter words with the four of us.
Star, star.
Oh, Star Rats.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a palindrome and fits the... Hogulus says, one last thing about familiar balance. Combat familiars don't do enough damage quickly enough to be useful for speed ascenders, and if they did, they would devour the naughty sorceress alive. Therefore, I propose that there be a new familiar, like, say, a Bob-omb made of pixels, that explodes on round 1, 2, or 3 for an impressive amount of damage, but then does nothing for the rest of combat, making it near worthless against the naughty sorceress. Alternatively, barnacles could be made strong enough so that one could increase monster level for a significant amount of extra XP, and the barnacle would weaken the monsters back down to a manageable level.
Dude, there's like 5 pages of this.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to read it all?
I'll read some of it. Or the levitating potato could always block the first attack a monster would otherwise land on you, thus giving either initiative or an extra turn, which would be valuable for LTSers / spellslingers. Wow, that does just go on and on.
What if we did disposable familiars, like a Bob-omb that actually destroyed itself when it activated? And you had
that
to
would
go
be
get
more.
Another
that,
one.
You mean like a combat item?
No, a familiar. It would be a familiar that would use itself, so
you can level it. You
could
level it up in the arena and then use it once.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whoa. Wow, that's it has to be really nice.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, the Bob-omb thing is actually because it wouldn't have to be that hard to make. I mean, because it's so unlikely to be particularly useful. I mean, it could do, you know, it could do 5 damage for every pound that it had, and still probably nobody would use it. I mean, as impressive as that is, it's probably not at all.
Unless they say pounds on it or something.
Yeah, if we ever have that in there. So the barnacle currently... So what he's saying is, the barnacle currently weakens enemies by one level for every pound that it has. So if we equate monster level to stats, a 20-pound volleyball is equal to a 75-pound barnacle, assuming his math is right. You know, I just wonder... I mean, let's say that we made the barnacle such that it was equivalent to a volleyball in terms of what it did for you. Then it's just a volleyball. I mean, it just uses a different mechanism. It's a volleyball that makes monsters significantly weaker than they are at the low end
to actually fight.
It's like a volleyball, except makes the monsters much, much easier for you to fight.
Rather than making them be...
Having them be the same.
Yeah, an equivalent to a lot tougher monster whenever they're killed.
Yeah. I mean... Huh. That's interesting. Reading some more stuff. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, will there ever be a trophy for eating enough fortune cookies?" I don't know. Maybe there already is one. You don't know.
We have to add some more trophies to the 8 new zones.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Max Vance says, "How do you use more than one tiny house at once?" Well, you make a tiny compound and then sleep within its walls.
Max Vance says, "How do you use more than one tiny house at once?"
How do you ask more than one question at the same time?
Whoa, man. I hate you all. Give me money. Hey, man.
Yeah. You can make a tiny city-state if you had enough tiny houses. It takes a tiny village.
To raise a tiny
of the damned.
Yeah. Max Matt says, "And why do they go away when you use them?" I don't know. Ask the Final Fantasy homos why their tents dissolve. All tents are vampires. So
Wait a minute. That meant to take life away from you.
No. They're vampires. They only prey on other tents. And so when the sun comes out, they dissolve.
But that wouldn't work, because then when you use the tent stakes to set them up, you kill them.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
Maybe they're only killed by real stakes, like filet mignon or something. Yeah.
Dude, bears are crazy. They'll bite your head if you're wearing steak on it.
Wow, how
and
do
so will
did
I.
Just it just keeps going on.
Yeah.
It just gets worse.
There's a second novel after the first novel.
Why don't you send a K-mail or post that in the forums, Hogulus? LSK says, "This is a bit arbitrary, but could you replace all of the W's in the game with 2 U's?"
That was indeed a bit arbitrary.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
So our web address would be
dot. Yeah. Baron von Ratz Orth. Arbitrary alliteration says, "Nerf the goat's cheese. I've killed at least 20 dairy goats and only 1 goat cheese." Criface.
How did you kill a goat cheese?
At least 20 dairy. What the fuck does criface mean?
Cry face? Maybe it's supposed to be some sort of
Criface. It's some Sicilian.
It must be Italian. Fragile.
Nathan says, "Access to other guilds on their respective stat days to use level 15 equipment." Now, stat days are already retarded in their
help
impact. Krine says, "When the when the alphabet giant hits me with all 26 letters of the alphabet, why don't I take at least 26 damage? Some of the letters are lighter than others."
Yeah, like I's hardly weigh anything.
Yeah, and you know...
But the I's have it.
Have what?
The damage.
It is a soft C and not a hard C. Oh. For example.
And Q, whenever it throws Q at you, it just sort of like falls to the side and waits for you, but use too quick, because it's trying to replace all the W's in the kingdom.
Yeah.
So
the R is silent.
Yeah.
Crine says, no matter how many times I tell myself otherwise, I still occasionally see giants as not having beards, but really damn big mouths. What the hell is wrong with me? Well, I don't think the giants have mouths inside their beards, do they?
No, probably not.
Yeah, so that's... Maybe all the giants are just going like, ah! They have huge lips.
Tar says, help! Dude, if you need help, you should probably call 911, not KML, or PM.
Yeah,
right
we're
here over there.
We're
you know,
we're
it might work.
Services.
If he was, like, here, maybe.
It's possible that that was supposed to be slash help.
No, that totally couldn't be it.
That couldn't be it?
No, never.
All right.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Liquidy Poo sends a question that, surprisingly enough, is about poop. Hey, Jake and Scully, the accordion thief is in desperate need of a good attack skill. How about a brown note attack skill that causes either sleaze or stench damage, or maybe both? Whereas that's kind of funny. I like the fact that the accordion thieves only have buffs, except they're self-buff. Evang says, it's kind of ironic the NPZR doesn't use pirate outfit items in its construction, isn't it? It's actually entirely false that it doesn't use pirate outfit items in its construction. Because it uses the eye patch.
I think the pirate outfit.
Oh. It also uses the pelvis, I think, too.
Well, that's not...
Yeah, but I mean, the eye patch is part of the pirate outfit.
Yeah.
And... Yeah. Dr. Motive says, I love the new attack texts. Attack texts. Muchas gracias.
De nada.
Scully did yeoman's work on getting those ready for Tuesday while we were
working. One might even call it a bang-up job.
What, weren't the yeomans the women in Stargate Trek that had the short red skirts?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think they were yeowomans.
Yeowomen.
Kitty Wake says, the Enchantler's +10 hot damage doesn't double on monsters weak to hot. It just adds 10 damage. Bug or not? Am I bug or not? I think that is a bug, actually. I think that probably...
Speaking of plus damage to spells, should things that give plus hot damage make hot nuggets whenever smashed and as such?
Or hot should be one of the...
Like hot breath, you mean?
No. I mean, like, equipment that has enchantment plus X damage to element spells.
Oh, yeah, I would
it's
say
not
so.
The That's not the case.
It right is now. Not the case
we
now,
We need
yeah.
to change the smashing code a little bit.
Yeah, I'll go
yeah,
in and
there,
add
there
it.
Yeah, there are probably... Now that we see... We had some... We made some decisions based on some assumptions that I think may have turned out to be faulty about what would actually happen once the skill rolled out, so we might... We might look around. I'm being told from a lot of fronts also that there's a big glut of twinkly stuff now, and that equipment is entering the game now that the peak isn't being farmed so much, but that the castle is. That equipment that only smashes into twinkly stuff is entering the game way faster than twinkly stuff could possibly be consumed.
Yeah.
So we're kind of losing
yeah,
that.
The bottom totally fell out of the titanium umbrella market. That saddened me.
Okay. What are they going for now?
Like a little more than 1,000, I think.
Huh. Well, you know. I'll tell you one thing, though. Bitches, they come, they go. And by bitches, I mean opportunities to make a lot of meat in the mall.
You know, I've got 99 opportunities to make a lot of meat, but a bitch ain't one.
Well, you should get yourself a cane and a purple hat and think about that decision a little more. I'm a mom.
Then you can brush your shoulders.
Hogula says, could you guys make the goat beard's description suck less? I don't know. I tried making your mom suck less, and it didn't work. Get it? Because your mom kept giving me a lot of blowjobs. Rowden says, and hey, I thought the heavy metal thunder guitar was supposed to go wheedly wheedly wow instead of whammo boof bam. One thing that we did not do is in the weapon text thing put in new sets of words.
Oh man!
But actually, the critical hit for that does reference that.
Does it say weedly weedly wow
or right. something like that?
Cool. Rowden says, also, I apparently used my heavy metal thunder guitar to cleave him skull. Yeah, that's.
The trickiest part about it, all the monster stuff is always the grammar.
Oh, yeah, like time travel. yeah, so So. Probably I used percent sign accusative instead of percent sign possessive. So, because I wrote that one, because there was I played this text adventure when I was a kid. It was a text adventure based on Fellowship of the Ring, and anytime you killed anything, it said with one swift blow you cleave his or her or its skull. No matter what weapon you were using, no matter like. If you killed yourself, it said with one swift blow you cleave your skull, and so I had to put that in. One swift blow.
It appears to be right. I think maybe got Mr. Skullhead went in.
Already got fixed, yeah. Because he actually, you know what, he went through the thread, and anything that anybody had reported, he fixed. So.
I fixed a couple of them, too.
Tommy Tom also says, Tommy Tom says, this is the first thing he says, dual-wielding static swords doesn't give you double the MP regeneration. That true?
That shouldn't be
I
true.
Thought we fixed that.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Because you had changed the equipped function to return the number that was equipped.
I think I did that.
Because when I looked at it, the last time I looked at Ad Adventure... It was doing something. I know there was at least one item that it was checking for. I don't know the item ID of the static sword offhand, but Tommy Tom also says when you're fighting the Q in the enormous greater than sign, a Q comes up to you and touches you with its insert the name of whatever you call the straight part of a capital Q here. Obviously, that thing is called a Q-tip. Ba-dum-tsh.
If you want to get really technical, it's a serif.
That's not a serif, dude.
It's the tail.
Yeah, it's the tail, I think.
Is it the penis?
If it had extra things coming off the end of it, then those would be serifs.
Those would be serifs.
Would they be like...
If they had wings, they'd be seraphim.
I was going to say, are they the highest choir of angels?
A Naked Jew says, is the matter of which secret word in the strange leaflet randomly chosen each ascension, or does it depend on some aspect of your run specs, like your class or something?
It is completely random.
By which we mean, yes, there's some secret hidden connection that only you can figure out now that we've told you that it exists.
Also a dildo.
Shouldn't the goo launcher be the ghoul launcher? Notice the misspelling.
Notice that the goulash is misspelled.
No, goulash is spelled correctly,
oh,
I think. Yeah, ghoul is misspelled, but goulash is spelled correctly in the ghoul goulash item. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why I spelled goulash correctly. I remember looking it up. I remember deciding whether or not I was going to spell it correctly or not, seeing that goulash was spelled correctly, and then spelling the ghoul launcher correctly. Mm-hmm. But I don't know which way was which. Yeah. Walla Walla 23 says, how about being able to fight the schoolgirl and then change your fate for the rest of that ascension? How about that? Walla Walla 23 says, I love the new hit messages. It's making me start to read the combat pain. Well, I'm sorry you had stopped, but welcome back to the fold.
As far as I can tell, all of these are equipping two swords of static is giving properly 4 to 6 MP per answering my phone.
Wow,
that's awkward.
I mean, actually, everyone gets MP every time Xenophobe answers his phone.
It's like every time a bell rings.
Every time somebody farts, an angel gets its wings cut off. I don't know what that was from Spawn.
Man, I've been hearing lots of angels recently.
Yeah. I heard every time you hear a mousetrap snap, an angel gets set on fire.
that's much better. Ivang says, well, I don't know. What? I always assumed they'd sell well because plus monster level items always fetch a pretty penny. Lol, sombrero. I don't know what that was.
I have no idea what that means.
Rule 5 says, why does the +4 spell damage from the Knobgoblin Spatula not show up as a +4 the way +2 spooky damage does for the Skeleton Bone? How do I know I'm getting the +4? Well, the thing is, the +2 spooky damage from a Skeleton Bone shows up because it's spooky damage in addition to some physical damage that you're doing. The pluses is only if you're doing more than one type of damage. If the entirety of your damage is spooky, then the damage just shows up in gray instead of being, like, something in black plus something in gray. But, like, when you hit something with the bone, you get, like, you know, 3-4 points of regular damage and then the 2 spooky damage. Yeah. Evang says, on every trip to the ski resort, I've gotten a barbed wire fence and I'm going for the small boat trophy. I laugh at hardcore players. So do I.
Uh-huh.
Oh, whoa, I just realized I screwed up and sent a message intended for a friend to Radio Bugbear. Please excuse me for talking about plus monster level items selling. Well. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you make the spectral jellyfish physically resistant? Maybe.
I think we should.
Yeah. We also need to do that thing for the weapon text where physically resistant monsters have a special body part.
Yeah, so that you get some little clue.
Also, if we could figure out some sort of... someone in Dev brought this up today. If we could figure out some sort of text effect to represent the fact that the damage was being reduced by physical resistance.
Right.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but if we could figure something
out. We can make it white.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, we already use gray, and, you know.
Yeah.
But I had to think of something. We could use the blank tag. Everyone likes the blank tag, right?
Yeah.
And marquee. Yeah.
One thing we do need to do is make all of the additional bunk, thwap, pow things not show up, because the way those are calculated was based on some other variable. I don't actually know if that's going to be easy or not. Anime Lasagna also says, hey guys, will there ever be any monsters that will be harmed only by one type of elemental damage? New Naughty Sorcerer's Quest editions, perhaps? I think that is probably a little too cheap to put in anything required, because not everybody has the ability to deal every specific element in damage. We put in some stuff in the 8 new zones that are gonna go a little ways towards alleviating people's, like, oh, these classes get screwed when there's physically resistant monsters. You don't like people swinging baseball bats instead of spells.
There aren't any baseball bats in the game.
Yeah, there are.
When you fix that thing you fixed it in the wrong direction.
What thing?
The skeletons.
What?
I'm in the middle of a radio show right now.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you later.
Okay. I'm a mom. Oh, were they supposed to all have 100?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I can fix that easy.
Hogula says, I'd like to see an enemy that's some form of cultist trying to summon horrid elder random number gods from beyond the cosmos. And if he ever critical hits you, you get cowed. Oh, I see. Alternatively, the cultist could only be able to critical hit the player if he/she was already fated to get a cow. In either case, everyone who gets critical by the cultist gets cowed. At the very least, it would be kind of amusing to see a monster that people run from, but not because it's hard to kill. Cyan220 says, I'm going to one of my best friend's wedding on Sunday, and as the best man, I have to give a toast. What should I say? I would suggest getting really drunk and telling a story that his fiance doesn't know about sometime after they started dating when he fucked some other girl.
Or some other guy.
Yeah, that's even better.
Oh, that'd be great.
I was just at a wedding, actually, where the best man, his toast was a bunch of remember the time we stories, but they were all stories from movies. Remember that time when we found that alien and we put him in our closet and the government tried to come and steal him, and then we rode our bikes to the sky? That was a great time. And then he went on for like 5 minutes with a bunch of movie plots, just
that's
one
awesome.
After another. It was great.
So you can just do that.
I had to go to a wedding. And nobody will know except for everybody who's listening to the radio right now.
So. Yeah, or everybody who was at that wedding, the hot stuff.
Right,
too.
That's true.
She's probably not a significant amount of crossover.
Oh. Grinder says, would you add a feature to chat so that HTTPS sites as well as the HTTP sites are converted to URL links?
I went and looked at that the other day, and I can't figure out why it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's supposed to, isn't it?
Yeah, there should be a bit in there that does HTTP or HTTP.
When do you ever need to preface something with HTTPS?
There are
secure sites.
There are occasions, like...
Yeah, but won't they usually redirect to the secure version if it needs to be secure and you request
the thing is that people tend to copy and paste links.
Oh.
So it's not a problem of the site knowing, it's a problem of chat knowing that it's a valid link.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
So I'm going to go mess with it here and see if I can figure it out.
LSK says, you should implement a trophy for something that exactly one player has with no explanation and see if other players figure it out. Well, I mean, the trophy for having player ID number 26035, that's a trophy that only one person can get. We should have more like that one. You guys, Hello?
What?
Well, I'm sorry, I was coding.
Sorry.
I heard a really bad idea. And
not being funny
attention
at all, and I was hoping that you guys would bail me out. But AMF says, are Grave Rovers meant to drop Shysterweed? I'm having no over a couple of ascensions, but the Zmobi Grave Rovers do. Is it just bad RNG luck? I don't...
Isn't it not 100% drop?
Yeah, I don't remember how that worked. Ben Mears says, is there any chance that offhand items could be revamped and some new, more useful ones added? Right now, the only one that's really useful for Ascension is the Flaming Talons.
I don't think that's true by any means.
I mean, I know that Zare was talking about some people using the Cola Wars shields for stasis.
There might be a bunch of new offhand items coming up soon to a theater near you.
I think I fixed the HTTPS thing.
Okay. FMA dude says, will there be a KOL con in California in the future?
That's up to you, California.
Yeah, we don't do any official KOL cons anywhere other than Phoenix, Arizona, because the weather's so nice here. So other
the
people
weather
do,
rocks here. Shut up.
Other people do KOL get-togethers.
The weather is nice inside the air conditioning, inside the state that.
It was
weather,
totally great today.
The weather indoors
like really
is delightful. Yeah, no, it was nice today. It's been nice lately. I'm excited about the sort of level of comfort, especially like we're having these giant swamp coolers at the park for KOLCon barbecue, and that's going to be nice.
I just love the phrase swamp cooler.
Yeah. It does suck that we have to have the picnic inside a swamp in order for it to be cool.
Or inside a tent with, like, a still and some doctors sleeping.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. Di Vernon says, the Hanakimbo dreidel should be inactive on Saturdays. I keep actually meaning to do that, but I keep forgetting. unless you start it spinning on Friday night, in which case it can keep spinning. It just can't.
Sometimes just the wheels just keep on turning.
Unless you hire a goy to spin it for you.
No.
Not technically kosher, but done all the time anyway.
Does lending money count as working?
That's a good question.
Di Vernon says, shouldn't the hippies drop meat? After all, they're transparent containers filled with 20 pounds of beef. What?
Mm.
Does anybody know what that's from?
Those ugly bags of mostly water.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
Crine says, thank you for the sweet new guitar attack messages. Even more than ever, the Heavy Metal Thunder guitar is my favorite weapon ever in the history of everything.
Yay!
Thanks, Scully. Blathersby says, dear 120 minutes crew, I just wanted to start by saying that I finally appreciate how much the crit fumble changes improve the game. Bravo. Anyway, what are your favorite comics? Calvin and Hobbes and Sam and Max prevail here, says Blathersby. Blathersby?
I have a Sam and Max tattoo.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Have you never seen it?
Why? I don't think I have. That's crazy. I mean, I never hang out with you without your shirt on, which is something that I gotta say I'm glad.
Yeah, so am I.
I really need to hop onto the wife's GameTap account again because they've got Sam and Max on there now. I need to play.
Awesome.
Sam. Although you also we have it on the
yeah,
Scum.
We've got that,
you gave me
that
CD with all
version,
those ROMs
yeah.
on it. I mean, we bought that entire collection of LucasArts games. I got nowhere in Sam and Max. Like I got to that first part where like the map is unlocked. And, you know, and the only things that are available are your office and, like, two truck stops that are identical or whatever.
The carnival.
Okay,
there.
The carnival that I couldn't get anything to happen at. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so I'll have to get some spoilers from you. My favorite comics. I like Foxtrot. I catch some crap for that. And I'm also... I finally got my complete Family Circus collection in my library at home.
Excellent.
I'm actually just kidding about that.
Do webcomics count here or just our imprint?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I feel like since he mentioned Sam and Max, he's talking about both comic strips and comic books.
Yeah. Did you see, they've got a new Farside collection that's like every Far Side strip ever in one massive leather-bound spellbook-looking tone.
It's two. It's a
two?
Yeah, giant. Yeah. And I got that for Christmas from my mom, like, as soon as it came out, which was, like, the year before. Us, yeah. And I think that I finally made it through the first book, I believe. I don't know. Like, it was one of those things that I pull out every once in a while, and then, like, every day for a week I'll read 100 Far Sides or whatever. But, yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool.
Seems like you need, like, one of those big, like, podiums.
Yeah,
to
like
put,
a,
like in your bathroom
kind
of
thing. It's super unwieldy. Yeah, it's really difficult to read on the toilet. And it's, like, all nice, so you don't want to just, like, you know, lay it on the edge of the bathtub where it's going to get all wet and fucked up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. You're right. Need a toilet with like a lectern in front of it.
Plus, why don't toilets automatically come with lecterns?
I don't know.
Like, yeah. Swing out lecterns. That would be the best thing ever.
Oh, wow.
Plus, you can practice giving speeches.
Yeah.
And you could, you know, if you were having trouble memorizing your speech, you could use that trick that the ancient Roman orators did, where you could pretend that you were pooping at the Parthenon.
Well, poop for the Greeks and the Romans, pooping was a social activity.
That's true.
It was. I'm not making that up, I think.
I really
you don't think you're making that up, but you might be.
It might be just something, a complete falsehood that someone fed me.
Like the vomitorium.
Yeah.
It's not really a place where people go to vomit.
I heard that that's an... not exactly an urban legend, but some kind
of... But, I mean, the vomitorium is a name meaning, like, a place for... Like, a sort of a... The opposite of a foyer, I think.
Oh, okay.
Like a exit hall.
It wasn't actually the room where they all went to...
I think that was just a Saturday Night Live skit. Max Vance says, shouldn't there be a Postomancer skill that lets you use two combat skills at once, similar to ambidextrous funk slinging?
Oh my goodness, it could replace
Spirit of Rigatoni.
People keep suggesting replacements for Spirit of Rigatoni that don't need to be suggested because we already know what it's going to do. Yes.
Ooh. Can I wish for more wishes?
Someone else says, is it possible to get a Feast of Boris Monster in the Nobgoblin King's chamber, wasting your perfume?
It would be kind of cool if it was.
I bet it is, yeah, because I think that's just a regular adventure.
It probably is. That should probably be replaced with a little bit of logic inside knob.php.
Rule 5 says, why can't I make a pie crust with a flat dough and a pie tin? Don't you have to roll a wad of dough flat before you can make a pie crust? Shut up! NovaKnight21 suggests making the hilarious object zappable. He also says, you're fighting a goth giant. You shout duck and smack him with a duck on a string. You both enjoy a good laugh. Why is the goth giant laughing?
Because it's ironic.
Goths laugh sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes emo kids cry. Wait, that's most of the time. Never mind.
ADCR says, I got this message out of Snow Queen. The sound waves from your gaga radio knock her to the ground. She bites the dust. Barf, wham. No damage indication? Yeah, every once in a while it seems like there was messages where Scully forgot to put damage.
Maybe there should be some default behavior for that. If
it doesn't have it, then it just puts it in parentheses afterwards or something. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I wonder if STR replace, like, returns the number of replacements that it made.
It might.
Yeah.
It can't be. Well, here.
No, because it returns a string, of course.
Yeah, but it may have a post-back variable or something that is all like, I'm special.
JediMage2000 says, any chance you'd make another familiar equipment item of the month of plus 10 pounds of whatever? Ghoul Whelp would be useful, but not overpowered. I don't know.
There's a pass-by reference value called the fourth argument. If you pass a variable, it'll put how many strings it replaced.
Oh, neat.
So
that's easy to do. Tom93 says, when using the clockwork grapefruit and the sword behind inappropriate prepositions at the same time, the preposition changes happen, but the NADSAT changes don't. Oh, wait, yeah, they do. Whoops. Awesome. Psycho says, why did you make the extra damage from offhand weapons part of the main damage? That is an excellent question, and a question that I was just thinking about a little while ago. The reason is because we didn't want... Okay, let's say that you have a weapon in your main hand that has a plus 3 damage enchantment on it, and a weapon in your offhand that has a plus 2 damage enchantment on it. When the code is doing the stabby stabby, it doesn't know. All it knows is the total of your damage addition. It doesn't know which weapon each of them is coming from. So we just decided that all of the damage addition was going to be added to the first part of the physical damage.
Originally, the way I coded dual wield was that it just lumped all the damage, including the damage from your offhand weapon, into the physical column.
But yeah, but then we made a physical two just so people could see the base damage.
That was the not like the fact that there was no feedback.
Yeah.
So, but that's sort of an unfortunate after effect, is the fact that we can't really differentiate from which places the extra plus damage is coming.
And I mean, that's entirely a result of the fact that dual wield is one of the newest mechanics in the game, and so, you know, all this other stuff was not designed to work with it. C-Wraith says, please consider alphabetizing the outfits drop-down.
Nah.
I can say that. I can see that.
You can.
Grug the Just says, would you mind changing the damage in the attacks message to bold font? It's bothersome to scan the text for the damage.
Some of it's in bold.
Yeah.
Actually, I think all the numbers are in bold.
Yeah, all the numbers are in bold, so, you know. Bother. Whether it's bothersome or not.
All right, there.
We should take a...
Yeah, we should take a...
Were you going to call me Winnie?
Yeah, or possibly all...
Then I'd get all excited because I thought Winnie that you Cooper? Meant Winnie Cooper from the Wonder Years.
Yeah. She was hot.
Was she?
I remember thinking she was hot at the time. I don't know if I would still think that or not.
That's a lot what my mom looked like when she was young, so I don't know that I was okay with thinking that she was hot. What are we going to listen to?
Theoretically, some music.
Really?
No, I was just making that up.
Let's see, I've got the Daredevil soundtrack.
Ugh. Is that good?
Why?
Oh, you know, I actually have no idea. I have no idea how the Daredevil soundtrack ended up on my computer, because I don't own it, and I don't think I know anybody who owns it.
Is it because you're not using your computer?
No, this is the network drive, which was all mine. Beach Boys. I think all I have by the Beach Boys is let's see, I've got Help Me Rhonda. Oh, I've got Help Me Rhonda, Surfer Girl, and Wipeout.
You don't have Pet Sounds?
Oh, and I have Good Vibrations. All right, well, we'll play all four of those because that puts us at about the right amount of time. All right, we'll see you in 10 minutes, kids. Have fun with the Yerrick the Real Bad inspired Beach Boys Ganza.
I love the colorful push you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom moon.
She's my excitation, my good. Down, I've been up to it in my head.
Hey, that ended abruptly.
It sure did.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Your mom ended abruptly.
And Merrick has checked in an hour early. Is he here in town?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Hooray. Merrick is cool and fun. Yeah, that's not cool or fun.
For you.
Babblefist says, buff the Muculant Machete's meat drop so that the characters with dual wielding gain more than the Meat Spout staff wielders. No. The Muculant Machete is easier to get than the Meat Spout staff. Red Mage 13 says, during the past few weeks, I've been highly offended by your constant flow of rape jokes. Everyone knows that it's not rape, it's surprise sex. Repent. You're right. Evang says, Chow Mein prices seem to have dropped 2,000 meat since the peak nerf, so yay. I would imagine that's probably a coincidence.
Yeah, but I don't know that there's anything that would... Well,
people are trying to make more meat through the mall now.
Yeah, that's true.
Where is that music coming from?
Oh, sorry, it's this stupid Mahjong game.
Oh, no, I decided I should hurt. Well, where's that kissing sound coming from? It's from my cute wife. Look, I've turned into Scully. Seriously, let's make kissy face noises. Yeah, see, I can't really turn into Scully. Psycho says, have you ever had anything happen to you that was jumbo / large? Yeah, this one road trip.
What?
Dreamer TK says, can there be an adventure that doesn't use any adventures to throw the glowing rock at someone / thing after Felonia's quest? You don't lose the glowing rock?
I don't think so. It's a quest item, so you lose it eventually, but...
StrongBethNEX says, where exactly does the Yeti's meat come from? Is it rich, or do you remove it forcefully? I think usually in the case of animals, I assume that you cut them up.
Yeah, that's what I always figured.
Yeah.
I thought we had a non-violent alternative.
But would you consider, like, all butchers to be, like, violent criminals?
No, I wasn't saying that.
Well,
but
plus,
like,
I mean, you're
they just
getting
happen
the
to be carrying some meat
of
around,
them.
And you get it when you knock them unconscious, right?
Right, or when you they give it to you and leave because you won the fun simulated combat game that you were playing with them, where you would bet that amount of meat.
Exactly.
Only you don't have to pay if you lose.
So the Yetis are also carrying around extra Yeti skins.
Yes.
Yep. take that pile of stuff.
Because they're violent and they kill each other.
Yeah. It was sort of the same justification we used for the Native Americans. It was okay for us to come and kill them because they were killing each other all the time anyway. StrongBathNEX says, do you know anyone that's Polish? Because I am. No, I kill all the Polish people that I meet.
All the people I know are bipolar, so...
Oh, ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Jick only hangs around rough people anyway, so...
What?
No one's polished.
Oh.
Yeah.
So rough is the opposite of polished, was the root of that. See, yeah. This is why Hot Stuff isn't allowed to write any of the jokes for our game. StrongBadFinex. I heard something of a free Disney MMORPG. Where and what is it? Riff Rifflesby knows.
I believe it's Magic Kingdom Online. I don't know. If you Google for... I wasn't able to get into it because the day that...
Because you're over 13.
No. The day that I tried to play it, their main
was
server was not up at the time.
Huh.
And I haven't got around to going back yet.
StrongBathNEX says, woo, KOLCon is soon, but I can't go because I'm in Illinois and 13. I'll see you at KOLCon 11 if the game lasts that long. What do you mean, if?
Yeah.
You mean when? And you know what, StrongBathNEX? I was once in Illinois and 13. So, you know, it'll get better. StrongBathNEX, he also says, I picked up the pen Jick uses, and I love it to death. Good choice of pen, Jick. I bought PHP and MySQL for dummies. How exactly does KOL use SQL and PHP? Because... I know KOL doesn't work like a pet catalog would. Well, I mean, in some ways it does work like a pet catalog would. I mean, let's say that monsters are pets, and instead of viewing a monster in a catalog, you're, you know, randomly picking one out of a pet list.
And instead of winning a fight, it's mailing a pet to you.
Instead of buying a pet, you're, you know, beating up a monster and stealing its meats.
Is it in your base, stealing your meat?
You know, just read it and, you know, read through it, learn the principles, and then you will probably start to understand how you could make a game out of it. I mean, obviously, like, probably that book is not going to tell you, like, you know, how to do, like, die rolls for combat or whatever. But, like, you know, once you've read some of that book, you will know enough that you can flip through the documentation on PHP.net and, like, learn about the functions for doing stuff that you don't know. And, you know, there are probably a lot of people out there right now trying to make web games using PHP and MySQL, and I bet somewhere there's a forum where they can talk to each other. One thing the Pet Catalog will probably teach you how to do is... The biggest hurdle that I had, I mean, the thing that learning how to do this made it possible to start working on KOL in the first place was to actually make it so you, like, can log in to a website and have more than one page load, like, know who you are, the whole, like, sessions thing. That's the
that's
the first
pretty
step.
Important.
Yeah, and it's very non-obvious how to do it. I mean, if you don't know the basic principles, it'd be hard to figure it out just by reading the documentation. So, you know. Strong Bad Fan also says, cat or dog lover? I prefer cats by a long shot. I think I'm becoming the next The Gun Run. I think you are.
I'm sorry.
I like cats, but I'm having trouble with them lately. A lot of peeing on things.
He's
trouble.
He's got 99 problems, and three of them are cats.
Yeah, 99 problems, and three of them are these fucking cats.
I vastly prefer cats.
I am also a cat fiend.
We're kind of all the sort of people who, I mean, we have... We're too interesting to have dogs because, like, there are more important things in our lives than spending 6 hours a day taking care of a dog. Sorry to all you people who have dogs, but, you know, I used to have a dog when I was a little kid. And, I miss the sort of companionship of having a dog. But the fact that we had a puppy for a while did not mean that we were puppy people, as it turned out. Strong Bad Fan also says, whatever happened to Pie Monkey? Did he quit the game or something? Also, was that Palindrome Adventure named for him? Yeah, it was. I don't know. Boozer Bear reported him as saying that the game grew too big for his ego. he was pretty important to it when it was small, but he also, about the time the game got popular was the time that he went away to college, and, you know, that's a big transitional period for everybody, so it just kind of, you know.
It takes some people away. It brings some people in, like me.
Yeah.
You know.
GreenAiden555 says, know how the Icy Peak was changed? How about we get an area that has nothing but Yetis that are stronger, like Yetis that require 130 or 170 moxie for a no-hit? Also, if you make the area, could you add new Yetis and have a rare encounter that gives...
That's it.
No, nope, sorry. And you know what? We can't answer your question at all because you didn't finish it. Tiny Plastic Nova Knight reports a grammatical error. You beat he soundly with your disco ball. No, that's not really a grammatical error so much as a very short poem. It's something about, you know, working class struggles against oppression in a rapidly depersonalized society. I'm terrible at interpreting poetry.
I never could either.
I need to suck more cocks.
I'm sure there's a proportional gain there somewhere.
Yeah, no. Southwest says, hey guys, I've asked Azar about this, but he either missed it or ignored it. If you donate for a Mr. A and then send it to a multi for a rollover without ever equipping it in order to get the no delete flag and then send it back to the original... Damn it! Anyway, presumably the end of that question is that multi abuse? I mean, I guess not. I don't exactly want to encourage that behavior, but,
I think the general rule that the Multizar uses is that you're free to do really whatever you want with Mr. Accessories.
Yeah.
Except duplicate
except,
them.
Except dupe them.
But, yeah, not being him, I'm not going to stay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I honestly, like, you know, we don't like to give, like, special treatment to people who donate, but at the same time, we understand that we sort of owe our continued existence to them, so we kind of be nice, you know, we gotta be nice to them.
We love them a long time.
We do love them a long time. LSK says, you guys should introduce fake ultra rares that resemble the real ones in every way but disappear during rollover.
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
All the
everyone
all the
would be really happy about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing we need to do, it's encourage scamming.
Anime Lasagna says, hey guys, if it was possible to have permanent campground equipment as a Mr. Store item, what sort of things would you put there? Hamburger Factory? Snoopy's Doghouse, only instead of Snoopy, there's,
a
giant.
The Red Baron.
I like the Red
largest
Baron.
Largest ball of twine in the
world.
Yeah,
big ball of twine.
Yeah.
Shaped like Snoopy.
Yeah, yeah.
A Taco Bell.
On top shaped of like Snoopy's Snoopy. Doghouse, there's a Taco Bell.
Yeah. Every time the Taco Bell rings, an angel gets a
Angel gets a taco.
Disco Rabbi says, can you make an option to defavoritize herb brownies? See, I don't actually like them. You know, it'll work itself out in the end.
In the long, long,
long, long time.
Hey guys, in the 2x4 neoteric places, include any of the following. What? Okay. New familiars, new cocktail crafting and cooking recipes, new buffs, new mini quests, new NPC stores, new outfits.
2x4 is 8. 8 new zones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Woo!
Yes.
Which one was the no?
And new NPC stores.
Oh.
Pentagon Man says, there are times when there is no lag anywhere else in the game, but when I try to buy something from the mall, lag kicks in hard. Why is that? Oh, I don't know.
Different database.
Yeah, but there's other stuff that uses that database. I mean, the mall hits tables that only the mall ever hits, so a lot of what you perceive as lag is waiting out locks on specific tables, and so, you know, maybe those tables are locked more often than other stuff. I would suspect that they are a lot of the time because of mall bots. Do
or
you believe
possibly shore bots.
That there are mall bots? They, you know, these people, they write bots, piss me off. That's all they do. Hollywood Undead says, thanks for fixing my cocktail crafting ingredient summoning. Yeah, you're welcome. Tag says, you should make a stingray tower monster, which you would need some sort of crocodile hunter-esque item in remembrance of Steve Irwin. Now, before that, we need to do the sorority girl who doesn't want to have sex with you.
Yeah. I think that's much funnier.
And definitely less offensive.
Yeah.
Scully would find it less offensive anyway.
O'Grady says, it is practically impossible for a hardcore seal clubber with no bank skills to kill a snow queen. I mean, no, it's not. You can use a bunch of combat items.
Or you can, there's a skill that you can get if you're... But diet, if your path doesn't restrict you from eating, that you can.
That's
eat.
True. Yeah, you can always find. And you can always make yourself a burrito and use.
With the advent of the eight new zones.
Yeah, with the advent of the eight new zones, there will be a way for you to take care of it.
Also, without if you have no bank skills, you know, it's okay. You're in hardcore. It's supposed to be harder.
She's not required.
Yeah. And the zone is not
yeah,
required.
Yeah, you also don't need to go to the peak for any reason ever.
Yeah. So. We don't have a whole lot of sympathy.
Or you can run away or use a special spell that's equivalent to running away. Or
yep. Bunny Bandler says, it says that you drink the Fruity Girl drink when you drink a DB drink, but why can't there be a different message with each drink? I'd understand if you guys are messaged out well with the updates. You know, that's just been there for a long time because I put those all in a hurry and I didn't want to have to think of like 8 or 10 or however many individual messages, but that's actually pretty easy. I should set Mr. Skullhead to the task of doing that. Now that he can edit those messages straight, that's pretty nice. Troy Palomalu says, hey, a while ago you guys played an interesting acapella version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. What is it called? Google isn't working. What you do is you do a Google search, and I'm gonna verify that this is true again, for Smells Like Teen Spirit covers. And the first link is aprilwinchell.com/multimedia.
You can't tell people to follow a particular order link.
Oh, sorry. It says April. It's April Winchell colon multimedia is the title of the page, the link in Google. Yeah. And in there are all of these different covers of it, and it is on that page, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th one down, it's Rumal Nurku, Ring Ding Gadang Gadang, it says. So
we could go out on that.
Yeah, we know what song we're going out on now that that's come up.
Woo!
Robo9981 says, I sent in my donation money by snail mail last Friday and still haven't received my Mr. A or any notification that you received it. How long should it normally take? You know what? I apologize. There is a pile of mail that hasn't been processed sitting on my desk because I've been fucking around with con stuff. And what I should do is I should... really, I should probably do that tonight before I head back up to the house because I... I'm just not going to be in the office for another few days. I mean, luckily, it's not the end of the month, so, you know, yeah. You know, it's not like you're not going to be able to get the item of the month or whatever, you know, but it, that's still no excuse. I really need to process those. So anyway, yeah, sorry about that. Normally, it takes however long it takes for the mail to get here plus, say, 2 to 3 days. But sometimes we've seen a lot of vagaries of the mail system kind of kick people in the ass, like stuff randomly just taking like 3 weeks to get from the East Coast to here. Robo9981 says, also, do any of the 8 new zones have content for levels 5 to 8 by any chance? I always seem to find myself dreading those levels, especially for non-muscle classes. It always seems like I'm underpowered for any of the zones that open up there, and generally the content is boring, just a hope. What? None of our content is boring. I've never heard anybody complain about 5 to 8. People always complain about 8 to 10.
Yeah. To answer your question, I'd say in either case, 5 to 8 or 8 through 10, yes, there will be. It might take a little bit of effort to get things going, but it won't be too tough. So just hold on for the 7 plus 1 unique areas.
Also, he says, do you guys play any instruments? Yeah, I sort of play some instruments.
I played clarinet and bassoon in high school.
I can whistle tunelessly.
You can also play a radio.
I guess I can play my teeth.
Johnny Extreme says, out of Jick, Xeno, Riff, and Hot Stuff, who is Particle Man, Triangle Man, Universe Man, and Person Man? I'm Hey Man, Whoa Man.
Let's see, who am I?
I'm the Eggman.
Oh. Can I be the Walrus?
Cuckoo Kachoo.
I'll be the I'll be the foreman. And by that I mean the Mahjong tile foreman. I'm on a Mahjong kick here lately.
Huh. Phantom Trogger says, is KOLCon worth the time and money? To who? I mean, to attendees, sure. To us, you know, I mean, yeah, it's not like it makes us, I mean, we spend a lot of money putting on KOLCon, you know.
The main reason why we really even bother charging money is so we can get a more accurate headcount. Whenever you involve money in the process, it makes people
take it more seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it costs us way, way more than $10 per attendee to do the stuff that we're doing. For this, it's just that
but it does help defray some of the cost.
Yeah, oh yeah. It is non-trivial. I mean, you know, but the thing is, I think that the catering for the barbecue is close to $10 a person, for instance. So I mean, if we didn't charge, then it, you know, sure, it would cost us more, like another, I don't know, there were like 200 pre-regs, so I mean, that's couple grand defrayed from the cost of all this stuff. But yeah, what Xeno says is exactly correct. It's just if we just said, hey, who's coming? Everyone would say, oh, I'm coming, and then half as many people would show up. And now, you know, more people are going to show up than bought pre-reg packets because that happened last time. But we can also, you know, all right, we know there's probably going to be at least 200 people at the barbecue, so we can tell the caterers to prepare for 250 so that they'll be okay.
Yeah, 280 is what we told them.
That's what we told them.
Because yeah. There's 230 pre-reg.
103 people.
Oh, wow.
103 people have used their redeem code.
Oh, I see. So. Not the goose, just goose says, Jick, will you have my babies?
I'll have them if you're offering a market price. I can't cut too hard into my margins or else I won't buy them.
Yeah. Phantom Trogdor says, would you like fries with that? Phantom Trogdor is obviously a liberal arts graduate. Get it? That
no,
joke.
No, I don't. It's
that joke about, you know, what would an engineer say? You know, what would a business student say? What would a whatever say? And then when it gets to, you know, about like the glass is half full or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then when it gets to the liberal arts student, what he would say is, "Would you like fries with that?"
Because
liberal arts students have to get jobs at Taco Bell. That's funny because Taco Bell doesn't have fries.
Yeah.
Phantom Trogdor says, "What are the odds of you guys bringing back the Gnome of Toko and Tobening?" Zero.
Yeah, that is not going to happen ever. I'm pretty confident in saying that.
Phantom Trogdor says, "When is the clan revamp again?" And you better not say 2 weeks again. About 2 weeks.
Fried says, "Xenophobe, how do you drink meat engines?" With a blender. I drink the blender, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you drink them and then use the blender as a chaser.
Yeah.
Vlad's ship shape says, "So when you equip the ridiculously over-elaborate ninja weapon and enter combat, it left-aligns the item menu and centers the skill menu. Why?"
The reason why that was going on is because whenever you have ambidextrous funk slinging, it looks goofy whenever the two items are centered. So I made it. Maybe I should make that center if you don't have it.
You could also just put it the way it is now, but put it inside a div that's centered, or put it inside a table with nothing and center the
table.
That
would have the awesome side effect of breaking the KOL Mafia and stuff.
Awesome, yeah. Make it
well,
so.
We got to give that guy something to do.
Yeah.
join the dev team.
Yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
Jit, can you get out of the fight script?
Well, no, because it's in my office that I'm on. Okay. You know what, if you guys answer a couple questions, yes, I'll get out of the fight
script. All right, I will, let's see here, Elemental Burn says, "Please add item karma exchange rate for clan administration. It will give a lot more control over the clan sex, which has always been an issue." I wonder what he means by that, like, make a rate at which the, auto sale turns into karma, or as far as these sort of suggestions go, we consider it as long as it doesn't require us to have an interface that lets you enter arbitrary items.
Yeah,
because we don't want to,
we're not going to put a list of every item in the game anywhere.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't like that. Well, they would love it, but a lot of people would lose out on the enjoyment of finding all those animatics, like Werebear would probably commit Harry or something.
He's going nuts over all the new stuff.
The item ID gaps are kind of big.
Yeah.
So. Is it so, Jick? Is it so that you're out of the fight script?
Yes, I am out of the fight script.
Hot.
That's how our version control works.
It works scarily
BIM
well.
BIM swap files, yeah.
Yeah.
Durin 10 says, "Are you going to add more references from Frank Herbert's Dune?" I mean, not.
We
not
might
purpose.
Add some from National Lampoon's Dune.
I wasn't even aware of the existence of that. I should really
it
read
was
it.
It's pretty funny. If you're I can only recommend it to people who are very well familiar with the original.
Oh, which I mean, I've read it five or six. I've read the original five or six times. So.
Oh, okay. You could have picked that opportunity.
Yeah, I'll loan it to you. It's awesome. It's a very accurate, spot-on parody.
Okay.
Dreamer TK says, "How about an item that's half oven and half cocktail crafting kit in the form of a shake and bake?"
Ho ho!
Naked Juice says, "Yay, hot stuff! He's back! Long live the hot stuff!" Why is hot stuff all passed out?
Passed out.
You're all.
I gave up caffeine about a month ago, and now I'm. I fall
now you're suffering the consequences.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Do not deny your chemical gods.
Vlad Thimpthamp says, Thimpthamp. That's my new word. today's secret word is thing. Do with it what you want. They've been playing Pee Wee's Playhouse on Adult Swim, so I think there's like sort of resurgence in in popularity and awareness of all the Pee-wee's Playhouse memes.
I never really ever watched it.
I watched the shit out of it when I was a kid.
So did I.
I saw it once, and then there was that whole Pee-wee Herman in the movie theater debacle thing. And then
I liked him a lot in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked him a lot in Mystery Men.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Even though his character was just 100% and 10% comprised of toilet humor.
Yeah.
But he was still a good choice for toilet humor.
Yeah.
Noip says, massage. All right. Jamaican Castle says, are the Ascension Speed leaderboards going to be reset / changed when NS13 rolls out? Yeah, we're going to probably take a snapshot of them and put it in the museum. And
which is kind of weird for all the people that might have gotten better runs 60 days ago. But I guess that doesn't really happen.
We might also snapshot it without the 60-day rolling thing. Mm-hmm.
Those records still exist.
So yeah, because it's not like the records are just gone. It's the queries for the leaderboards only look at ones in the last month. Bahu says, Bob-ombs don't die when they explode. Go play Paper Mario. They're just blown clear off the screen and then eventually come back down. No, that's not what happens to Bob-ombs. That's just what happens to a Bob-omb that you're supposed to be sympathetic to.
Yeah, the evil ones always blow up.
Bigglesworth says, why can the plunger make a cog and sprocket assembly, but the Super Tinker cannot? The Super Tinker doesn't have time to fuck with simple two-item recipes.
That's right. He's an artiste.
Yeah, why are you wasting his time with this bullshit?
Jerk.
Please tell those of us who pre-registered to KOLCon, says Jai Garden Girl, what to do with the iron-on looking thing that came in our pack.
Oh!
It's not an iron-on!
But
here's your clue. Inspect the material it is made of.
It's a sticker.
It's made of plastic. If you try an iron-on, it will melt.
Yeah, it's going to
melt.
It'll
burn into any clothes that you have that are for ruining them.
It's one of those stickers for the back window of your car.
This is literally the 10th time I've heard this.
It also goes handsomely on the side of your office fridge.
Yeah.
Although,
yeah.
You know, if people have never seen one before.
Yeah, no, I can see why somebody would think that it was an iron-on.
But it's plastic.
Yeah, but you can't tell it's plastic until you take it apart, really. Yeah. It does look like an iron-on. I mean, we should have probably labeled it sticker. Sticker, do not iron.
Yeah, we could get some stamps made and stamp each one.
Is this Jake?
Saucy Zeeb says, oh, the Alphabet Giant has a beard. I just thought he had a huge mouth and buck teeth.
That's the way you can tell that they're giants.
They have beards.
Giant things have beards. The giant mosquito almost had a beard.
Yeah.
I've seen that picture. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I just didn't want to give all of the... I couldn't figure out how to draw them all with beards.
Yeah, the saber-toothed lion would look kind of weird.
Yeah. Phantom Trogdor says, references to 8-bit theater in 8-bit realm? There should be some. I don't really like 8-bit theater.
Yeah, me neither.
Count says, will it ever be made so that MP will also vary when you rest and not only HP? Eh, maybe. Johnny Extreme says, if the radio does damage by playing music, then why is it two-handed? Can't you use it with one hand by balancing it on your shoulder and holding it next to your head? No, it's you have to use it John Cusack style or it doesn't work.
You have to hold it up. If you're balancing it on one shoulder, then it would only affect yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd blow out your ear.
Oh. On that, Quietus says, in Ghoul Goulash, the goulash is also misspelled. On that note, the description for the Ghoul Launcher spells it both ways. Well, okay. Strudel says, if you de-level a monster, do you get less stats? First of all, it's do you get fewer stats? And second of all, no. No, you don't. You're probably one of those 10 items or less at the grocery store people, which one of those people who wrote that sign. No, you're not. I don't know why I'm being such a dick about this. Melkator says, have you ever thought about implementing a sort of monster of the day which changes daily and can only be fought once per day? You think about stuff like that sometimes.
Yeah. That was kind of like the idea I originally had for the Bounty Hunter revamp.
Sean Clannery says, speaking of the menagerie, now that the peak is a real zone, when will the menagerie be one with more depth, i.e. items, to the monsters? They have items.
Some of them.
Naked Jew says, "Hey, Jake, please upload tonight's show to jakeshow.asymmetric.net right away so that I can have something to listen to tomorrow on the bus. Thanks." Yeah, Mr. Mag needs something to listen to on the plane, too, he said. So I'm gonna upload it and then go back to where I sleep. Let's see. Melkator says, "Have you thought about implementing some form of shirt-smithing skill to increase the number of shirts in the game?" I don't know that I feel like the number of shirts in the game need to be increased. Sorry, got distracted. Remo says, "You should do a KOL get-together in Northwest Illinois, because I'm not allowed to travel." Well, one day, you'll be allowed to travel.
Maybe they have a life sentence and are in prison. So I don't know.
That could be, I guess.
In that case, having the con in Illinois wouldn't exactly help. Well, you have to have the con in the prison.
Well, right. I mean, maybe there was a more specific request.
It could be in Joliet.
Yeah.
Is that how it's pronounced? I always assumed it was, like, Joliet or something.
Oh, it's Joliet.
Oh, okay. Gosh, that means if every time I've ever had call to say the name of that place, I've sounded like a total fag. Although I guess that probably hasn't come up very often.
Unsane says, "How do you feel about adding special quirks to Pulverize, such as smashing harem pants and having a chance of getting disease?"
We were going to do something like that for a specific category of weapons, but we went a different direction with that idea.
Yeah.
That's all finished and ready to go, by the way.
Oh, good, good. Vergeray says, "Foxtrot and Calvin and Hobbes rock Zors."
I like Get Fuzzy.
Yeah?
Yeah, you should try that. You should check that out if you haven't yet. It's good for you.
Is it full of vitamins and minerals?
Yep.
Well, Fiber says, "You know what could replace Spirit of Rigatoni? Rape." Spirit of Rape.
Yeah.
Di Vernon says, "Transparent containers of 20 pounds of beef is from a game that Riff and Zeno were talking about that they were writing in Inform 7 one show."
Oh, yeah. We were talking. We had this weird little conversation about vegetarians, but we were using the Inform 7 writing logic style to to say it.
Okay.
I don't really remember how it went.
Mr. Hyde says, "Talk Like a Pirate Day is Tuesday the 19th. Don't miss it." I won't.
I'll miss it when it's gone.
J.R. Sieb says, "Thanks for the duck on a string messages. They quacked me up. My ass quacked. You guys must be quacked up, or at least on quack. Also, quack walks the Balbalian." Reverend Noodleyson says, "Why doesn't elemental damage from equipment get added to spell attacks?" Because it doesn't.
How are you using your elemental sword in your spell? It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Melkator says, "Sorry this is late, but thanks for making the peak a place I might actually go now. It rocks."
Yay.
Count says, "If you had to have an alien as a pet, which one of these would you want? 1, E.T. 2, a Gilgamesh priest. 3, Tom Cruise." I don't know what a Gilgamesh priest is.
It was the Epic of Gilgamesh, right?
Yeah. There was Gilgamesh's tavern in the first Wizardry game.
Huh. Apparently it's some kind of alien, though.
Melkator says, "Since the Raffle House was designed to get meat out of the game, you guys should make all the Grimmicite games break after the Raffle House is done, or maybe make the Grim Grimmicite side adventurable so the items aren't as rare anymore, but still fairly rare." No. Phantom Trogdor says, "Do you guys get tired of saying 8 new zones?"
Eight
no.
New zones.
You know what? That actually reminds me, of, a question that I saw earlier that I missed. Okay. Pentagon Man had asked, right now the raffle house is a the rich get richer sort of arrangement. Why not institute a cap on the number of tickets people can purchase, say 1,000 a day? That would give rich players the opportunity to get an advantage without leaving the poorer players so completely out in the cold. The thing about the raffle is it's not a rich get richer situation. It's a, in general, it's a rich get poorer situation. I mean, if you spend, all right, let's say that there are, let's say that the rich in KOL consists of two guys, each of whom has 100 million meat. And somebody spends 50 million meat on, one of them spends 50 million meat on raffle tickets and wins a Grimacide item that he then sells to the other rich guy for 100 million meat. Even though that one guy has more meat, the rich have less meat.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, the raffle is a an incredibly effective rich-get-poorer mechanism. You know, and the thing is, eventually, you know, if we keep these up, eventually, like, people are not going to be buying as many tickets anymore because, you know,
oh, the raffle question.
Yeah.
I'm back at that. I got my phone not to yell at me anymore.
People are, you know, it's going to be at the point where everybody who has that much meat, they're like, they're out of meat and not playing the raffle all the time anymore. So
never mind. I don't know what you said already.
Yeah.
That was delicious sounding.
Quietus says, I attacked a mecha mech with saber teeth, and it said I got a mouthful of blood from its jugular. How do you get blood out of a machine?
Squeeze really hard.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
same way you get it out of a turnip or an orange
or a rock.
Yeah.
Simon Jester says, I also play clarinet and bassoon because I am really cool. Yeah. I played clarinet and tenor sax in junior high and high school band.
Which was it, ten or sax?
It was both really? Ten and sax.
Huh.
Kilts or Us says, is there a way we could get a meat sink whorehouse where we could play, where we could pay like 10 million meat to fuck Scully's mom?
It sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
We could have a contest where people write all their best obscene KOL fan fiction and then charge 10 million meat to read a random one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I wonder if anybody would actually pay that. Grimdell says, whatever happened to the tiny plastics that were mentioned that might appear in the asymmetric store? That is a good goddamn question.
Yeah, is there like a block or a something that's holding us back, or are we just dragging our heels?
It's no, we're not. Like, we are not dragging our heels. It's
wow.
They keep, the factory keeps fucking them up. Not ours. All right, so we're doing that. We're doing ours, and then a line of the Pretentious Artists figures, too, right? And ours are fine. Ours have been fine. Ours have been sitting in boxes in a factory in China since before Comic-Con. Right, but his they keep fucking up, and it costs us, like, if we were to get ours here but not at his, it would cost us like several thousand extra dollars in shipping.
And his are less complex.
They are. His are less complex than ours. They're simpler shapes, but they continue to fuck them up, and they keep every time they fuck something up and send it, they like, okay, these are obviously fucked up in these very obvious ways, like, okay, the paint is missing or something, you know, and they'll be like, well, okay, we'll get you some more samples for approval, and then have to like FedEx shit back, fill out some forms, FedEx it back to them, and then once it finally does get shipped, it's still going to take like a few weeks for it to get here because it's coming on a boat, right? But like they're paid for, they're done. It's just this whole process is a goddamn nightmare. And you know, China, some people say that China's still cool. China not cool. You pay now. Longwood says, does the giant pinky rings work when fighting the naughty sorceress? I don't think she does. I don't think she has any negative status effect attacks.
Right.
Well, she has one that drains your MP.
Yeah, but that's not an effect.
That's true.
I think we're out of questions.
Yeah. We're also almost out of time.
Yeah, we have like 10 minutes left. I could
jam on a bunch of them. Typical jam Alpha on songs.
Woo!
Yeah. I don't know that we want to play 10 minutes worth of music. All right, quick, somebody send a question, and we'll answer the next one that comes in. We promise. We'll answer it honestly. Durin10 says, are you ever, if not could you, going to make it so that a stainless steel slash plexi item will carry into the next hardcore ascension, even if there were one slash multiple softcore ascensions in between the hardcore ascensions? No. That is my honest answer to that question.
I'm forced to agree. I'll allow it.
Then refreshing, there's not a message. Refreshing again, there's not a message.
There's nothing. Keep refreshing, there's no more messages.
Trigger says, will you honestly answer this question? No.
Paradox!
DrunkardXX says, any chance of taking the chat log off after you sit idle for too long? What?
Huh?
Oh, taking away the chat log off after you sit for too long. No, because I don't want people just leaving their browser sitting there for weeks, constantly refreshing the chat. Also, I'm pretty sure there's a memory leak in the new chat. So eventually it would just quit working.
Yeah, I've found Firefox consuming about 150 megs of RAM before.
Yeah. I mean, I never have it up all that long, and I mean, I feel like I'm in the chat more than most people, so I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Whenever I find it, I just close Firefox.
Fungo the Mildly Annoying asks, how does the queue work? Why, in a three-monster zone, does the third monster show up two-thirds of the time if the other two monsters are in the queue? The way that the queue works, whenever you adventure in a zone, it contains a list of the last five adventures that you've seen and the last five monsters that you've seen. When it's trying to determine which monster to give you. Like, let's say the adventure script decides when you adventure in a specific zone, all right, we are putting this guy into combat. When it's trying to decide what monster to give you, if it picks one that's in the queue, it flips a coin. And if the coin comes up heads, it gives you the monster. If it comes up tails, it picks again. But it doesn't remove that monster from the list that it's picking from. So that's how it works. I don't know... why does the third monster show up two-thirds of the time if the other two monsters are in the queue? Is that right? Because it's like there are six possibilities, right? Like picking the first monster and heads, picking the first monster and tails. You know, second monster, heads and tails, and then third monster, which it doesn't have to flip heads or tails because it doesn't need to, but I guess that makes sense, right? Because the reason that the third monster would show up two-thirds of the time is because half of the time that it picks the other two-thirds, it's going to skip it. So it works out to... Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of how it's supposed to work. I mean, basically the point of the queue is to make it so you see more content. Like, the stuff isn't totally repetitive. It makes the early game seem way less repetitive. You know, it's not less repetitive, but it seems less repetitive. Somebody sent a link to something on bash.org. Somebody talking about Spartacus. That's not interesting. Sorry. Frid says, is there a maximum number of turns a buff can have? I think it's 16 million and something. Simon Jester says, what about a new zone where everything is purple? There's going to be a new zone where everything is blue. Sir Nightcrawler of Wormhole says, I'm sitting in a shitty Motel 6 down the road from GameWorks. What the hell is there to do around here tomorrow? Well, you could go to Fry's Electronics.
Fry's Electronics is the shit. I recommend that anyone who is even vaguely inclined to like electronics go. Yeah. It's like a Walmart, but only electronics, and it's not quite as money-grubbing and insane as Walmart is.
There is also a Christie's Cabaret, which is a strip club there just east of Fry's Electronics on Baseline Road. There is... Arizona Mills is like a mall. It's kind of like an outlet mall, only it's gigantic. It has a giant Virgin megastore where you can buy some Virgins and then take them to Christie's Cabaret and
corrupt them.
About half an hour outside of town to the east are some mountains you can go hiking in.
Yeah, if you're some kind of hike faggot. Or if you're some kind of hut hike faggot. Hester Prince says...
Are those different kinds of faggots, or is they just like...
They vary only in intensity, not in categorization.
Well, one's a pitcher and one's a catcher.
Right. Moody says, any chance you're not going to ignore my question this time? No.
I don't know about you, but I think we've filled up enough time.
Yeah, I think we've probably, yeah. Fried says, you mispronounced my name. It's Fried, not Frid. Eh, well. All right, let's see if Merrick is ready to go. I'm going to say, ready to go, question mark, to Merrick. What are we? We're going out on Rumal Nurku, we decided?
Sure. Yeah.
We always go out on Rumal Nurku. Sure you don't want to go out on 55 instead?
Rumal Nurku is better.
All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you Monday after Con. Or we'll see you tomorrow at GameWorks. And,
woo!
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Okay.
Load up on guns and bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's all the more and set the show. Oh no, I know the dirty word. Ring ding dang dang.